Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. You are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Roy. I thank you for tuning in tonight. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on today. I hope all is well again in your family circle. And I thank you for allowing me into your office space. I thank you for allowing me into your living room areas, and I also thank you for allowing me to ride down the highway with the old ship of Zion on your radio dial. And I had a little audio difficulties moments ago, so I'm connected back, so hopefully I'm back in. So I would like for you, I'll be with you on 30 minutes tonight, and I would like for you that will to bow your heads with me as we go down into prayer and reverence God. Father God, hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of sovereignty and your love unmeasured. Hallelujah. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this spectrum. Lord, we come in, hallelujah, together as pilgrims through this bad land. We're asking you, Lord, to anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we would be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praises. These and other prayer petitions we ask in thy Son, Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I would like for you that are in my podcast listen audience on tonight to get you a comfortable seat, get you a cushion to posture your position, and I would like for you to take your shoes off and just let your hair down and help me to spread the good news of Jesus Christ on tonight. We're coming in our fourth day of our new month, which is October the 4th, 2013. And I just thank all of you that are listening, my kinship, my extended family, church family, my friends and constituents, and those that support me in the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank you for taking out your busy night on tonight and tuning in to the Old Ship of Zion. And I tell you, for being a listener on tonight, God has got a blessing for you, you and you. Hallelujah. That is obedient to his will and to his way. And I thank all of you, my loyal and dedicated listeners out there in my podcast audience. And I sermon on tonight entitled Household Security. Hallelujah. And we're going to be reading from various scriptures on tonight. And we're going to talk a little bit about security and what we should do as people of God, parents, you know, grandparents and adopted parents, foster parents, and whatever role you might play in your child's or your children's lives. We will be touching on those elements as well. And so, hallelujah, we know that in this day and time that we live in, we know that we can, matter of fact, we'll go back, we'll kind of rewind the clock a little bit, and we'll go back into, let's see, maybe 2001. I think that was then when President Bush was in office. And during that time, the United States was under attack by the terrorists. And so they called on Congress to create a Department of Homeland Security. Now, the job of this agency is to do everything possible to keep its citizens safe. And we know that our individual household also is in need of a plan for a homeland security as well. And so, like I said, we're going to kind of touch a little bit of here and there, and I'm going to get my point across here as we go reference back and forth. All right, and so now I know that back in that time, they put out and set in place a homeland security. Now, you and I, as recipients, as just clients, as people of this world, going to and fro, and even in our lifestyle, we have insurance policies that, you know, cover our house. We have policies that cover our car. And we also have policies to cover our health. We have on our life insurance. And we know that we have possessions and investments. We even have stocks and bonds. We have real estate. And we have CDs and security. And we know that if we go back and take a look at the Pharisees, they hedged around, hallelujah, the law to protect it. And then if we board up ourselves against life's howling hurricanes, the name of the game is security. And we know that the word doesn't appear in Psalms 23. But the sensation perimeters is the passage for you to see. Security is a result of consequences of trust. And we have security that will make us feel safe in our homes. And we first confine, hallelujah, in something or someone to protect us. Now we can talk about David, who was rested in God. And here he catch our physiological plywood hampered over the fragile plate glass of our soul stirs us away from the confidence in God and the security in spiritual reality. Now, we can trust in titles and we can trust in the certificates that entices us away from the table set by the Lord. And we know that you have insurance against eventually the act of God, because we have the assurance that God acts. And so God acts in our behalf. God is our for shield and protector. And God protecteth us from all hurt, harm, or danger. We know that God don't allow anything to happen to us. He keeps a watchful eye on us. And so we go back into the law of Psalm, where David addressed his situation in which he had faced danger, the loss of his freedom, and perhaps even death at the hands of those enemies who sought to bring him down, to oppress and besiege him. We find that reading in the law of Psalms 27 and 2 through 3. Now we know that the God of our forebears provided safety, even in the hostile environment. They also had their secret places, even in the presence of the oppressor. In this kind of relationship, hallelujah, one that assures safety and protection. And we know that the believer experienced a divine intimacy. How often, I would like to ask you, do a minority person find themselves facing danger and oppression through political and economic, educational, and other social institutions? Where can we go for salvation? Now, like David, hallelujah, we can say the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? In this life, we may face peril from strangers, friends, and even family. But we will not fear. We can be confident that we are in the goodness, hands, and grace of God. And we know that the Lord puts us in his care. And the Lord is in the land. The Lord is on our side. The Lord is yet living. The Lord is living deep within our hearts and souls. You that are out there in my digital listening audience on tonight, and you know God, and you have a relationship with God, you know that you have that assurance. You don't have to be afraid, because we have safety in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And so as long as we got safety, we don't have to worry about it. Hallelujah. And so, like I said, we know that this household security, we need as parents, as fathers, as mothers, as grandparents, we need our own individual household plan. Because we are also in need of a plan for homeland security. And if we are to keep others from danger. Keep this outside world from endangering our children. For we know that we are in a society. Hallelujah. We live in a society, a conglomerate world, where our kids, my kids, your kids, are influenced and are being dictated by Hollywood and the whole world as a whole, are being dictated. Hallelujah. We know that we live in a world of easy access to harmful outside forces. You might ask, how do we do that? Now, I would like to highlight some of the ways this can take place. Now, I would suggest for household security, number one, you need to take charge of the media instead of allowing the makers of TV programs and movies and CDs to dictate what you watch and hear. You can do that by using a biblical guideline to evaluate the language and the morality of what your children and your child watch and see and what they listen to. So what we can do as a family, as a Christian family, we can check out their friends. We know that the standard of our children, my children, your friends, and their friends may not match yours. So what we do, we can make our home a safe haven where their friends are welcome. And it will help to get to know them even better, because we are to set an example, to set a Christ-like atmosphere in our home where we're not playing blues and then trying to play Christian music all at the same time, because they do not go hand in hand. God said you cannot serve two mans. You cannot serve both God and the adversary. So you have to choose ye this day who you're going to serve. So us as Christian families, Christian pilgrims in this land of opportunity, in this land of wealth, in this land of plenty, we'll have to set the stage for our kids and not allow them to look at everything and listen to everything, because everything for the ear is not good for the ear to hear, and everything for the eyes are not healthy for the eyes to see. So we will have to be the facilitator of what our children watch and what they hear on the radio and what they watch on television, what they watch on the Xbox, what they watch on at the movies, because they go to the movies, I imagine. So we just have to be particular about what they watch and what they hear. And so one way we can do that, again, is to build a shield. And we can do that by teaching our children biblical principles and priorities. You know, when we do that, because our children, they mimic what we do. They watch us. And so we can teach our children to set biblical principles and encourage their faith. And then that will help them along their journey to be discerning and to build an inner shield that will protect them from the dangers that they may face. Because, you know, when your kid is at school and may he or she be bused to school, Maybe you ride them to school. You know, you can drive them in your automobile. And those that have to come back home, you know, on the bus, they encounter danger. We don't know what danger is lurking out there. But if we set an atmosphere at home, then that will go a long way in our children when they go to school and they return back home. Because we have that shield of protection. We pray for them when they leave and go to the kindergarten, when they go to the daycare, when they go to the Head Start, when they go to the city college, when they go to the university. We pray for them that God would watch over them and set a hedge around them to keep hurt and danger at bay. Hallelujah. And so I'd like to ask you that are out there in my digital podcast audience on tonight, how good is your household security? How good is your household security? If you have to wonder, then apparently you need to do some adjustments. Because our children need a home where love provides security. We know that where what is taught is not confused by what they hear and see. And I know that the best safeguard for the younger generation is a good example by the older generation. So, this is a word to the wise. Put a household security on your home. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something, hallelujah, to marinate your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Till we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. And if this program, the Old Ship of Zion, has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, we would love to hear a respondent from you. If you have any prayer petitions that you want the Old Ship of Zion to pray with you about, you can submit all your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, Block Talk Radio, the program, the Old Ship of Zion, Senior Pastor Janice Ward, at P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. That address again is 1600, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. Zip is 95020. Till we meet again, I'm asking you to go in God with God go in you. Bye for now.
you been struggling trying to live right? And you find that every time you turn around, temptation is overwhelming. Well, just stop struggling. Give it to Jesus. Say this prayer. Tell him these words. Say, help me live today better than yesterday. Cause I don't want to live a life that will turn you away. Fellas, help me say,
help me live today better than yesterday.
Yesterday is dead and gone.
Dead and gone.
With everything I've done wrong. But you gave me a chance today, though. Yes. So I give up my voice to say in my life. And a light unto my path.